Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 3. Yesterday we continued to explore the experience of wishing ourselves well as a way to get some more understanding in how we respond to self-kindness, as well as kindness from others. Today, we're going to have a little go at wishing someone else well, because, well, why not? Meditation is also about discovering the things that we have in common with other people around us, whether friends, strangers, or even the people we don't like so much. We're all walking this earth a little confused about what we're doing here, and essentially, we all want to be happy, right? Or at least have enough comfort in our lives to feel okay. On a basic level, we need food, water, and warmth to survive. On a slightly less basic level, we need relationships to survive too. In fact, a study carried out on tens of thousands of people by Julian Holt-Lundstad showed that the top two strongest predictors for having a long life are our close relationships and the interactions we have with people each day. That's a pretty amazing finding, so good relationships are vital. And this isn't about our close relationships either. The study showed that the quality of our daily interactions with strangers is actually a stronger predictor of long life above our close relationships. So with meditation, we can cultivate genuine and authentic relationships and let down some of those barriers that we hold. So we're going to build on the work that you've done on yourself already in the first part of this program by using meditation to awaken our relationship with others. And this is very much about cultivating kindness, as it can greatly shift our relationships. I'll explore more about this later in the course. But for now, let's meditate. So finding your comfortable meditation posture. Sitting tall and dignified. And taking a deep breath in. Breathing out. And shifting your attention to your breath, your breathing. And today, focusing on it wherever you'd like to allow your mind and body to settle. Really tuning in to each in-breath and each out-breath. Now allowing your breathing to move into the background of your awareness and bringing to mind someone who has helped you or inspired you. This could be a mentor, a parent, a friend, maybe a teacher. Really get a felt sense of how you feel towards this person, how they make you feel when you picture them in your mind's eye. And as you do this, wishing them well, so saying to yourself, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be safe. And continuing to picture this person, noticing how they make you feel, and wishing them well. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be safe. And continuing to do this. And as you continue this practice, imagining a golden light coming from your heart. And that's wherever you want your heart to be. It could be the center of your body. It could be where your physical heart is. It might come from your head. Imagine this golden light coming from your heart, shining outwards and surrounding your whole body. And noticing your response in your body as you do this, as you continue to wish this person well. And also noticing any thoughts, maybe about it feeling a bit silly. Maybe you're really connecting to this practice. Simply notice how you're responding. And as this golden light surrounds you, continuing to wish this person well, and allowing this light to go even further out towards them. And this light connects you both, so you're both surrounded by this golden light, and continuing to wish that person well, bathing in the golden light that surrounds you both. And now gently letting go of this practice. You may want to wish this person well one more time, saying goodbye to them and reconnecting with your breath for a few moments to allow that experience to sink in. Now taking a deep breath in. Breathing out. Gently opening your eyes. As we end this meditation. So noticing your feeling tone right now. How do you feel having done that practice? And how was this different to wishing yourself well? Maybe you felt some gratitude and care towards this person. Maybe it felt a bit alien. And as always, any experience you've had is completely valid. It's simply how you're relating to what's going on for you in each moment. So that was your first experience of wishing someone else well. And it may have felt a bit strange, or maybe it was a really wonderful experience. When we turn our kindness outwards towards others, we actually feel better in ourselves. Can you remember a time when you've helped someone out on the street? Maybe helped someone with a pushchair down some stairs? Maybe given someone directions? Or maybe given up your seat for someone on a bus or train? We feel really good when we do this stuff. It gives us an inner glow for a few moments. And it's almost that relief that it's not all me, 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 me. And in showing care towards someone else, we can actually soften our ego, our sense of self, that sense of I want, I am. And it can actually soften our experience of the present moment as well, because we're not investing ourselves in everything. So it's a win-win. In that meditation, we were simply cultivating that care outwards towards others, as a way to connect with someone else we appreciate and trust. And in doing this, we're lightening the load for ourselves, the sense of me dissolves, and when you go back out into the everyday world, you may feel a little lighter. And if none of this makes any sense whatsoever, no worries, as we'll keep exploring this throughout the program. That's it for day 3. Tomorrow we're going to continue this outwards well-wishing towards another person. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 4.